Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there, Jonathan Doyle. Welcome to the weekly podcast. Good to have you listening once again. This week, I thought I'd keep my expectations really low and go for something very simple. I thought this week, what I'll share with you is, in fact, the meaning of life. I thought what I'll do is I will give you the absolute meaning of life. And, you know, how many people would love to know the answer to that question? And you are lucky enough to be one of the few people that are going to get that answer today. It's funny, isn't it? Because it's a question that sort of dominates in different ways our whole sort of way of being in the modern world. Everybody sort of thinks that they want to find the thing that will make them happy. Well, it's actually incredibly simple. I mean, the concept is actually doing it's a little harder, but I want to give it to you and keep this to time, so here we go. But here's a question first. You know, we're sort of living in a time where the idea that sort of money, sex, power are going to make you happy. I mean, just think about what you see on television, magazines, films, music, billboards, all day, every day. There's this subtle, and sometimes not even slightly subtle, idea that if you have enough money, or if you're sexy and beautiful enough, or if you're powerful, you will somehow be happy. Now, the one about money is interesting, and I think I have said this on a podcast before, that if there was a direct relationship between money and happiness, then obviously the more money you had, the happier you would be. And you're listening to me going, that's pretty obvious, man. You give me, $1 million, I'm going to be pretty happy. Well, yes and no. Is it possible? Ask yourself this question. Is it possible that there are people now in the town or city where you're listening to this who are millionaires, who also struggle with depression or unhappiness, or they're miserable? You must agree, I think, I hope, that money isn't necessarily going to make you happy. Now, if you look at the big studies, again, by people like Martin Seligman and the positive psychology movement, they do show that there is a relationship between money and happiness, but eventually it caps out, or eventually it kind of peaks. So what the studies show is that complete poverty does not make people happy. I mean, if you can't eat, it's hard to be full of joy. But when you start to add money to someone's life and you bring them out of poverty and then into sort of, a certain level of living, and you get to a certain point and, money kind of has increased some aspects of your life. But further than that, it stops working. You mean Bill Gates, or, the guy in Mexico, I think currently is the wealthiest guy in the world, runs the telecommunication systems down there. I mean, you can't pretend that they are the happiest people in the world. No way. I mean, look at the smile on Mother Teresa's face. I mean, so money isn't a problem. It's not a bad thing to have, but we've got to get ourselves out of this idea that money or sex or power, think about power. I mean, think how many of our political figures or people, some negatively, some positively, just strive their entire lives and all the backroom deals and everything trying to get power. Here's a question, though. I love questions, because I don't ever want to think that I have all the answers. I've always got the questions. Here's a question. If money, sex, and power was the key to being happy, then where would the happiest people in the world be? And I've often said to audiences, well, Hollywood, yeah? I mean, don't we have this idea that if money, sex, or power made you happy, then of course the richest, most powerful, sexiest, most beautiful people in the world are all in Hollywood, or most of them, many of them. But why are so many of them dealing with massive addictions and problems and relationship breakdowns? It's a good question, isn't it? And it's quite a revolution, because if you've been clinging to the idea that enough money, being beautiful enough sex, power, whatever it is going to make you happy, then this is a little deflating. And I just finished on the weekend reading Andre Agassi's biography. Now, depending on the age you are, you should remember Andre Agassi. Well, I think he won 8 slam titles, one of the greatest tennis players, in the modern era of the game. But read his biography. Wow. I mean, he makes the point, and this is going to sound crazy, that he hates tennis. He always hated tennis. He was forced into it, drilled ruthlessly, but he goes on winning things like the US Open and the French Open and Wimbledon and having all these peak moments. And there's a few points later in the book where, yeah, he does actually go, well, parts of it were good. But you get this constant sense that he's unhappy, that he's on these beautiful, he goes to Richard Branson's private island and he's on the beach, he's married to Brooke Shields. And he's miserable. And I'm thinking, man, what does it take? But you know what it takes? And here is the meaning of life. I'm going to start to do it now. Towards the end of the book, he begins to realize that the happiest moments are moments when he's doing things for other people. He tells this great story where he goes into a restaurant. It's his favorite restaurant in New York. And he and Brooke Shields are there all the time. And everybody knows him. And the owner's just amazing. And, you know, there's incredible people there all the time. But he's there, you know, when you read the book, he's there all the time. Agassi's there eating all the time. And he becomes friends with the owner. And the owner sort of one day is just off the cuff mentions how hard it is to be able to pay for his kids to go to college. So, you know, Agassi goes away, talks to one of his managers and says, hey, you know, grab me some of my Nike stock, you know, some of my shares, and just quarantine them, and I want you to hand them over to this guy, and then basically he's going to use the Nike stock to pay for this guy's kids to go to college. And he goes back and sort of, you know, this guy's just discovered it, and the restaurant owner just starts crying. And it's a pivotal moment in the book. Agassi kind of just, you know, multi-millionaire, had no realization that, you know, this could create such a response in a person. So it's the real turning point of the book is he realizes that the purpose of life, the things that will make you happy, the moments of joy are the moments when you actually give, when you serve others. And this is it, friends. I'm just going to bang on this for a couple of seconds and then wrap up, and I want to leave you with it for a week. The meaning of life is loving and serving other people. Yes, money's fine. Yes, career's good. Yes, playing golf or doing any number of other things is going to, you know, be part of a full life. But the main event, the real thing that will drag you ultimately out of, you know, unhappiness will be a repeated focus on loving, caring, and serving for other people. You know, the great monk Thomas Merton wrote some famous books. And he said something in one of his books, and he's a deeply spiritual, contemplative guy. And he wrote a beautiful line that I wrote down many years ago, and he said, the purpose of life is not self-actualization. Now, just freeze it there for a second. He's sort of saying the purpose of life isn't to become the fullness of who you can possibly become. And I've often said, you know, in some ways that that's really important. But listen to what the rest of what he says. So the first thing he says is the purpose of life is not self-actualization. It's not about you. Here's the second thing. He said the purpose of life is to fully recollect yourself so you can fully give. You know, he's saying the purpose of life is to really know who you are and to be at peace with yourself and then give to other people. So friends, that's the meaning of life. In the weekly podcast this week, you know, whatever else, for the rest of your life, you can try and do all these other things, and they're important. You've got to pay the bills. It's great to just advance in your career and study and profession and all those things. Keep doing that. But the fundamental meaning of your life will be loving and serving other people. So let's keep it simple. In the next 24 hours, look at your watch, look at your iPhone. No one has a watch anymore. Look at your phone. In 24 hours from now, I want you to have done two significant things for someone else. Start in your family. You know, Mother Teresa used to say, we don't need everybody coming to Calcutta. She said, there's loneliness in your own home. There's people in your own home that just need a kind word or an embrace or something. Okay, you got 24 hours, two things. You got to get it in your journal, and I'd love to hear about it in the forum. So do something for me. This is, I think, a really important podcast. I want you to send this to some people. I want you to grab the link, email a friend, and say, you need to listen to this. I'd love them to subscribe to the weekly podcast. It is pretty cool watching it grow and knowing that you're getting to speak to a lot of people. I'd love you to do that for me. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the weekly podcast. Post a comment in the box when you've done your two things over the next 24 hours, and don't skip your homework. It's terrible. I'll speak with you next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.